When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Some of you might have already been fortunate enough to see my next guest as he has told the story of Antarctic explorer Tom Crean. But for those of you who haven't, the 20th anniversary production is coming back to Dublin soon. So I'm delighted to have writer and actor Aidan Dooley on the line now to tell us about that. Well, Aidan, I'm sure you can't believe that you're reaching the 20th anniversary of this play. Can you tell us how you first came across Tom Crean's story and decided to write it for performance on stage?
It's quite amazing. It's 20 years ago, indeed, Jackie. Over 20 years ago, funnily enough, I was working as an actor in the Maritime Museum in Greenwich, and they were doing a big exhibition on Scott and Shackleton and Amundsen, and they asked me to do a little tiny 10-minute piece for kids and families visiting, as if I was Tom Crean, to tell them the stories of Scott and Shackleton through the eyes of Tom. And that's how I first started.
Wow. Simple beginnings. It's really, he was an amazing man, wasn't he? He had a quite humble beginning. Can you tell us a bit more about him for those who may not be very familiar with his story?
Of course. He was born in Annascoil in the Dingle Peninsula, lovely little village. He was one of a gaggle of kids, as you can imagine, at that in the 1880s. And he was more or less the second or third kid, I think, and he joined the Navy at 15 or 16 years of age, and the British Navy at that time would have been a kind of a steady job for life, and it would have been quite difficult to get into. You had to be quite a tough character to get past their processes of selection, and Tom was all of those things. He was very strong. He was unlike you. He had plenty of upper body strength, Jackie.
You were listening.
and no more than myself. I don't think I can hang up. You know those guys who can lift me up onto a bar?
Amazing.
But Tom could have hung from a bar for hours, I think. He was a very strong man. Wow. And he joined the British Navy. And he was just an ordinary sailor, just tootling along in his life. And he came across Captain Scott in New Zealand, and Scott needed an extra man to go on the first journey south to the Antarctic on the ship called the Discovery, and he had noticed this big Irish fella, and he said, who wants to volunteer? And this big Irish fella put his hand up with many others, and Scott chose the Irish guy.
Wow.
And there changed Tom Crean's life and his legacy, really.
Yeah, it's amazing just how, you know, simple things can be, and what an impact it has then for history and the rest of your life. He's been wildly hailed as a hero for his part in rescuing his comrades in such a difficult environment as the Antarctic. He must have been, as you said, a quite determined and strong man. Can you tell us about his character?
Well, I think his character, I kind of sometimes liken his character to how we all would love to be when we're in a dire situation. His choices that he made were always very so positively and pro-humanity, pro his friends, at his own sacrificial, the chances of sacrificing himself in the pursuit of their life. And for that reason, I kind of liken him to a kind of a, an angel, really, in a sense. For me, he's like an angel that represents all the goodness in humanity. Mm. He headed off after being 5 months dragging a sledge on the Terra Nova expedition, the one that Captain Scott died on. Tom was sent, was the last team to be sent back, and there was only three of them, and one of them got scurvy, the officer, which meant that with 40-odd miles to go to safety, Tom set out on his own. Mm. And like in the Antarctic on your own, it was terrifying.
Unbelievable.
But Tom made it, and he got an Albert Medal for that as a recognition of his bravery and his determination and his altruism. So I could sit here and talk to you for hours, like in the show, Jackie, about what he actually did. But he, as a general theme, his altruism and his strength of character and his ability to survive, to be simple, single-minded in those situations. You talk to any of these great explorers, they say you just have to be able to forget the fear and focus on the positive. And that's what Tom seemed to be able to do.
That's what he was able to do. That's what he was able to do. Well, we thank you so much for coming on today. And I really do, Aidan, hope, I hope you have a great run in Dublin. I know you've got it's the anniversary production of Tom Crean, Antarctic Explorer, which will be on at the 3 Olympia Theatre. Have I got that right?
You have.
Yeah, from Tuesday. Yeah, go ahead.
Tuesday the 25th of July, we start, or I start, with the gang there. And we do Tuesday to Saturday for 2 weeks, finishing then on the 5th of August, on Saturday the 5th.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Wish you all the best, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jackie. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless. You know, Aidan's performance of the play has been very successful over the years, and it's certainly an inspiring story. So I really do hope you will go and get a ticket for this. It's in the 3 Olympic Theatre, as Aidan was saying there, Tuesday the 25th of July until Saturday the 5th of August. And you know what? We need good stories like this. This is really important. Bring your kids. I mean, like, people need to hear, particularly young teens need to hear stories. Stories of courage and bravery and heroism, which it sounds like Tom Crean had in bucket loads. So, yeah, great story.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.